All That Remains by Patricia D. Cornwell, read by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. Saturday, the last day of August, I started work before dawn. I did not witness mist burning off the grass or the sky turning brilliant blue. Steel tables were occupied by bodies all morning, and there are no windows in the morgue. Labor Day weekend had begun with a bang of car crashes and gunfire in the city of Richmond. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I finally returned to my West End home and heard Bertha mopping in the kitchen. She cleaned for me every Saturday and knew from past instruction not to bother with the phone, which had just begun to ring. "I'm not here," I said loudly as I opened the refrigerator. Bertha stopped mopping.
"It was ringing a minute ago," she said. "Rang a few minutes before that, too. Same man."
"No one's home," I repeated.
"Whatever you say, Dr. K."
The mop moved across the floor again. I tried to ignore the disembodied answering machine message intruding upon the sun-washed kitchen. The Hanover tomatoes I took for granted during the summer, I began to hoard with the approach of fall. There were only 3 left. Where was the chicken salad? A beep was followed by the familiar male voice.
"Doc, it's Marino."
Oh, Lord, I thought, shoving the refrigerator door shut with a hip. Richmond homicide detective Pete Marino had been on the street since midnight, and I had just seen him in the morgue as I was picking bullets out of one of his cases. He was supposed to be on his way to Lake Gaston for what was left of a weekend of fishing. I was looking forward to working in my yard.
"I've been trying to get you. I'm heading..."